This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. The newest faculty member of the University of Tennessee's Religious Studies Department is teaching remotely from Baltimore. We caught up with Larry Perry to talk about African American religious thought and the impact of religion on the Black Lives Matter movement.
This semester I teach African American religions and African American religious thought. So for me, African-American religious thought is primarily a way in which African-Americans have figured out a way to kind of explain and make sense of the world about them. When we look at, say, the spirituals, the Negro spirituals, they're primarily making theological claims around their personhood. Most of my students, they're often shocked that there's this profound difference between African-American religion, the religion of the slave, and the religion of their master. There's this, what Frederick Douglass called a slaveholding religion. My favorite line from his narrative is, the slave auctioneer's bell and the church-going bell ring with the same tone.
I heard my savior cry, you got a home in a dead rock, don't you see? Oh, my God.
And so what one finds in the religion of the slaves is this grand refutation of one's master being this white man or woman or white people in general that are able to control their personhood. So my favorite spiritual, I went to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. The Jubilee Singers would sing, you know, I got a home into that rock, don't you see? Between the earth and sky, I heard my savior cry. I got a home into that rock, don't you see? And somehow for me, that said, that though, you know, you may own my body, control my body, you may be able to destroy everything that I love, but you can't take away, you know, that home in that I rock, that connection with the God force that lives within me.
Rich man died if he lives so well.
Don't you see? Rich man died.
I have not yet taken a part in a Black Lives Matter discussion that involves religion. How does religion impact the movement itself in your eyes?
This is the most interesting religious movement. Just the fact that it is so outside of the bound of what one imagines when one imagines Black religious social activism. And so what one sees often when one looks at the Black Lives Matter movement, religious views becoming part and parcel of what one finds on the ground. You'll see folks wearing all white and burning sage. There was one protest in LA where folks had altars of various faiths and altars to the victims and ended it with prayers for the oppressed. And often it's the folks that, you know, Black churches or churches in general have often cast aside. Trans and queer folks, people with records and tattoos on their face, those that, you know, often pulpits push out, not allowed to be the voice of leadership within churches, so they have to make their own organizations. They become the leader in the faces of a Black movement. This is, you know, an incredibly needed movement, right? Not just, you know, interracially, but within the fold as well.
Larry Perry is Assistant Professor of Religious Studies and Africana Studies at the University of Tennessee. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.